It's time again for our regular fortnightly RNIB Connect Voices Roundup here on RNIB Connect Radio. And I'm joined once again by Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator. Hello, Max. How are you?
I'm doing very well, Toby. Thanks. How are you?
Not so bad. Thank you very much. This week, Max, we have opportunities for blind or partially sighted people to become a Sight Loss Council volunteer, help with the Access to Work scheme and research into stroke-related sight loss. Max, we start with that opportunity for people to become Sight Loss Council volunteers.
Yes, so Sight Loss Councils, or SLCs, are funded by Thomas Pocklington Trust, and they're seeking blind and partially sighted volunteers who are interested in advocacy and campaigning. This would be your chance to challenge inequalities and break down barriers by voicing the needs of blind and partially sighted people to politicians and service providers. SLCs work across the country to influence positive change by tackling issues affecting blind and partially sighted people, such as e-scooter safety and access to health and social care. Three new councils are set to launch in West Yorkshire, Essex and Northumberland later this year, and Thomas Pocklington Trust urge any blind and partially sighted people in these areas to sign up to volunteer.
Max, why should people volunteer?
Well, SLCs are providing core training and ongoing opportunities to learn and develop in your role. Skills you may learn include advocating for yourself and others, improving your confidence in public speaking, organising events, and much more. These are all skills that will really help boost your CV if or when applying for jobs.
So how do people join then?
You can apply online and select which SLC you would like to volunteer for in the short application form by going to www.sightlosscouncils.org.uk/join-us. You can also email info@sightlosscouncils.org.uk if you have any questions. And to learn more about the SLC's work, visit www.sightlosscouncils.org.uk.
Now we have a call out for people to get involved with research into the Access to Work scheme.
Yes, so we've been contacted by an external agency who are currently conducting research on behalf of the DWP to improve the experience of people and organisations who receive payment for the Access to Work grant.
And Max, who are they looking for then?
So they'd love to hear from you if you're a citizen with a disability, physical or mental health condition that currently claims or has claimed the Access to Work grants. They'd also like to hear from you if you support anyone who claims the Access to Work grant or if you countersign Access to Work claims forms.
And what will participants take part in then?
Participants will be asked to take part in research sessions, which will last around 1 hour, where they'll be testing some potential solutions to claim payments for Access to Work online. You'll need a mobile or tablet or laptop and an internet connection to participate. By participating, you will have a direct impact on how people who need Access to Work will be using the service. Your feedback will help them to understand what works and mainly what doesn't currently, so that they can improve this service's process.
So how can people take part?
To take part, all you have to do is contact truly.capel@capgemini.com. So that's truly.capel@capgemini.com. The research will be carried out between now and the end of November.
Finally, Max, we have an opportunity for people to help out with research into visual impairment after strokes.
So we've been contacted by Lauren, who is a postdoctoral orthoptic research fellow at the University of London, who is conducting research around vision impairments after strokes. Her current research aims to test a new questionnaire for measuring the impact on quality of life caused by stroke-related vision problems.
Max, what will participants be asked to do?
So, taking part would involve completing questionnaires by post or telephone. The questionnaires need to be filled in on 3 different occasions over 3 months. The questionnaires each time are slightly different, and the longest should take around 15 to 20 minutes to complete.
So, how can people get involved, Max?
If you've developed a vision issue after a stroke, all you have to do to take part is email Lauren on laurenhepworth@liverpool.ac.uk. Hepworth is spelled H-E-P-W-O-R-T-H. Or you can contact her by a phone on 0151 7955 315. The study is recruiting until at least the end of December 2021.
Max, if people would like to find out more about the items we have just chatted about and any other great Connect Voices opportunities, where can they go to find out more and get involved?
You can join our online Connect Voices group, where we post our latest involvement opportunities, both with RNIB and external opportunities. All you have to do is email involvement@rnib.org.uk for more information. If you're already on Facebook, just search for RNIB Connect Voices and click join. You can also find opportunities on our Connect Voices webpage. Search again RNIB Connect Voices into your web browser. You can, of course, catch our fortnightly roundup on the Daily Connect show, with the next one airing on the 29th of September. You can catch up on all of our involvement roundups by searching for RNIB Connect Voices on your preferred podcast player, such as Spotify, or on a smart assistant device like Alexa. And you can also dial into our telephone information line on 0203 432 1488.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Max Conway, RNIB National Involvement Coordinator, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Cheers, Toby.